Welcome to Tough Talk Christian Radio. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help take you to the next step in your relationship with Christ. Tough Talk Christian Radio is brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
Good morning and welcome to the show. My name is Tony Gambone and this is Tough Talk Christian Radio. And it's Sunday morning, our new time, our new slot, our new day. Really excited about this. This is, I think, week number four. And as a lot of you know, we changed from Thursdays at 9 a.m. Central Time to Sundays at 7:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. And the response to the change has been good. People are still following us, and we're super excited the way God has blessed us to allow us to be able to reach out to people here and show them what others are doing in the Christian community. Today we got a great show lined up, and, you know, maybe I'm a little selfish, but I think every week's a great show. I believe God just brings the people to the show who are supposed to be here today. So we have my first guest that we'll get to in a second. She's out of New York, Alexa Servo-Didio, and I'm hoping I'm saying her name right. And also we have Reverend Dr. Donna Ganey. And, this is a show about Christian leadership. So before we get started today, I just wanted to touch on something. We often talk about leadership, and I'm going to speak from a guy's side of a view of it. It just seems as though, as guys, we think leadership means taking charge, and it does, but in a different way. And what I want to talk about with Christian leadership today for all people, not just guys, is the way that you act. People see your actions, and they decide from that what type of leader you're going to be, if you even are a leader. So for me, I like to think that that old saying, talk is cheap, it is. I mean, we have to show our steps. We have to show our actions. We have to be judged on the way we do things, not what we say should be done, but the things that we do. And that's difficult because, for myself at least, I know that it's hard to every day to act properly. It's just hard. It just seems like Satan dives in there and just kind of drives a wedge in between what it is that you want to do and what it is you really do. So it's an ongoing process of building leadership, especially in a Christian community. Now, Christian community, to me, means if you're a Christian, you know, everywhere you go is a Christian community. You can't separate it. You can't say, well, I'm not hanging around with Christians today. I can act any way I want. That's the whole point of Christian leadership. If you're a Christian and you're out there and you're doing the things that you're supposed to be doing, you are a leader. You are showing others the way life is when you follow the Lord. So think about that. As we go through our show today, you're going to learn more about how to be a leader, how to have better leadership. We have, as I mentioned, some great guests that are certified professionals who help people with this on a daily basis. So I'm excited about that. The guests today also have their own radio show, so you'll be able to tune in and get more knowledge, because we both know, or all know, that knowledge is king. So the more you can learn, the better it will be for you. And for me, I love to learn from people's experiences because it's easy for me to relate to. So I hope you're doing the same. You can call into the show 347-989-1363 and meet my guest today, or just bring questions, complaints, or whatever it is that you have to the show. If you need prayer, we can do that too. Also, you can find us on Facebook on Tough Talk Radio Network, or you can find me on Facebook under Tony Gambone. And so I hope that you'll take time out to visit with us and to follow us on the shows. You can also go to toughtalkchristianradio.com, register to be a guest if you want to share what you're doing in the Christian community as well, what the Lord has done in your life, and what it has helped you do to help others in your life. So check us out. Once again, 347-989-1363 is the call-in number. And I'd just like to throw that challenge out there to everyone today. As the day starts out, whether you're on the East Coast or the West Coast or here in Central Standard Time, It's a good time of the day to get started on being a better leader today in your family, in your life, and in your surroundings. So I hope you'll take a chance, a second out today, and pray on it and make sure that you step in the right direction. We're going to take a short break. We're going to come back with my first guest, Alexa, and she is a licensed social worker, psychotherapist. She has a strong faith in God and has been a follower of the Christ her whole life. So she has just published her first book, Finding Your Peace Within the Chaos, and we're all excited about that. So we're going to take a break and come back and bring Alexa up on the show. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio media where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. My name is Tony Yambone, and this is Tough Talk Christian Radio. We are a part of the Tough Talk Radio Network, and you can find out more by going to toughtalkradionetwork.com. to see all the different shows that that will come up and down on the show is on the network as well. Anyway, my first guest today, Alexa Servadidio, is a licensed social worker and psychotherapist, as I mentioned, and she has just authored her first book, Finding Your Peace Within the Chaos. So that's a welcome. Alexis, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on your show this morning.
It is my pleasure. And Alexa, could you please pronounce your last name properly in case I didn't get it right?
It's Servadidio.
Servadidio. It sounds so easy and it looks so easy to say until you're introducing you. So I appreciate the help there. Anyway, you're calling in from New York. I know that. Is that where you're from originally?
Yes, I've been in New York. Yes, I'm from New York in Westchester County. Love it here. Have my private practice. I'm a psychotherapist. I've had my private practice here and just love it.
So, Alexa, what made you get into that line of work? What came along in your life that made you decide to do that?
I grew up in this type of field. My uncle was a Monsignor Servadidio in Staten Island. So I remember as a child at holiday dinners, Christmas, Thanksgiving, he always brought children of the church who did not have families, troubled teens, those afflicted with mental illness, to our holiday dinners, luncheons. So I was always around that. My parents were always about helping people and giving back. So I went into the social work field and decided this is what I wanted to do, is really to help people, and that was my calling from God, is to help people and to encourage people.
Very good. Very good. There's a big need for that, and, you know, in today's world, it's kind of, I like to say it's complicated because I can't come up with a better word from the way we live today in our world, but I would imagine that you stay pretty busy.
Yes. Yes, my private practice is really, really, very, very busy. I have a lot of clients also with my radio show and people calling in. I find there's a lot of people who need encouragement. There's a lot of people who are suffering and that are reaching out. So I really think it's incredible to be able to help them, everything from addiction, loss, abuse, trauma. People are really in need of prayer, but also for help and education and to help others.
Now, you know, it's not very common in your line of work that people would take time out to move towards doing an internet radio show. And I think you also do a TV show, is that correct?
Yes, yes. I do the Alexa show. That's on alexatvshow.com. Yes.
Now, so moving in that direction, you seem to be up with the current technology. A lot of people fear all that. What made you get involved in doing that?
I've always wanted to be that. My father was also in television, So I was always in the entertainment industry, and I've been an actress for about 15 years. So I decided I can put all of them together, and I find that you don't have to do just one thing. I encourage people, you can do many things. If you're passionate about many things, you can do it. So I decided, let me put all of these worlds together and bring all my communities together that all somehow are related, and really it's just been such an incredible experience.
I love it. I love the fact that you are taking the opportunity to use the tools out there to reach people that just aren't in your neighborhood. Internet radio and the television opportunity allows you to touch people all around the world. So it shows me that you're a servant, that you're willing to serve more than just the people in your community, even though you have to go through a little bit more steps to do so. So I really appreciate your serving heart. Tell us what made you decide to write the book.
Yes, I decided also, because of my private practice and my radio show, people have so many questions. People have so many things that they're going through. And I felt like I really need to share the knowledge that I gained from social work school, that I've gained with working with people from different backgrounds and with trauma and loss and addiction, and put it together in one place where people can read it and not feel, I don't know what they're talking about, too much clinical words. It's basically written for anyone that can just read it and understand it. So there's not going to be all these different words where people are like, I don't understand what that means. You'll be able to take it, and each time in your life, if you're an adult, if you're an adolescent, if you're dealing with children, if you're going through a divorce or addiction, there's something in there for everybody that they can take away. And that's my goal, just have one tool, one thing someone can say, okay, wow, I learned something from that. It really made me say, let me put this all together in one book so people can kind of use it as a tool throughout their life and go back, and also for encouragement. I also have journaling exercises at the end of each chapter to help people really open up and learn about themselves, but also about giving back to the community.
Awesome. Now, do you find that people will call in on your show and give the information out loud, or do you connect with them offline? Do you have any sessions that you kind of do on the air?
I've had one or two people who had called in that were going through something, but I find sometimes they come through the chat room, or they will send questions in anonymously, and I will change, you know, the names and the places and all the identifying information and answer them. A lot of my book is from questions from listeners and people that I've met through the years. So I think some people are okay with saying, listen, I want my story to be told. Others rather just say, can you please answer the question on air, and I can learn from it.
Okay. So if I read your book, what am I going to learn?
I think definitely we'll learn that different handling different things that life unfortunately throws at us. And I think also to help yourself or anyone else, unfortunately we're all touched, I think, by trauma or loss or mental illness or addiction in some way or another. So there's a chapter I have, cutting versus suicide. They're tough topics, they're hard discussions to have, but it really helps you for yourself or for a loved one decide if someone, you know, is suicidal, if they're cutting, what is going on, what are warning signs, depression. I also do a chapter on anxiety and give different grounding exercises and tools for those that suffer from anxiety that they can bring with them out into the world, even if they're on the train or they're on the bus, where they can help cope with their anxiety. There's a chapter on the heroin epidemic, couples therapy, how to have what goes on in different relationships and how to deal with different events that come up when you're married and how to kind of speak through them. And then my last chapter, I interviewed Reverend Danny Garcia, who's a very close friend of mine and mentor, and just about the power of the Lord and prayer, and how really giving back and helping each other and praying for each other is such an important way of life.
Yeah, and so there's a lot of our young youth that are suffering from a lot of, I don't know, I guess maybe it's peer pressure, depression. Do you deal with a lot of younger people?
Yes, yes. I have a lot of adolescents, young, teens, tweens, like, and younger children from like 5 to 6 years old who are dealing with depression, bullying, cutting behaviors, suicide attempts. So it's definitely, especially with this bullying, and I find with the social media that these children can be accessed so much at all the time that it's very overwhelming. It's overwhelming for adults, but it's definitely overwhelming for our young people.
Yeah, it's very, very complicated. And, it's kind of scary because a lot of parents don't even know that it's taking place. Do you find that parents are way lost in the process that they almost find out too late about their children?
Sometimes. And I find also that I think what I wanted also with the book is to kind of get over that initial shock, because a lot of parents, if their child is not acting well, there's something going on, and say, oh, do you think there's any depression or sadness? They kind of don't want to go there. Or any suicidal ideations. Oh, don't even talk about that. I don't want to put anything in their head or anything like that. But I think parents really have to have the education of these tough topics. Unfortunately, nowadays, between the heroin epidemic and the cutting and the suicide rates and the bullying, children are exposed to this. And I think to be able to be open to speak to your child and be able to see the warning signs can really save somebody's life.
Right, right. And, I was raised in the Catholic Church at a young age, and I know that you have ties to the Catholic Church, being your uncle was in the position that he's in. Do you find that we're not talking about this enough at church, or people can't get enough of help through the church from this, or maybe they don't even ask if there's any kind of help at a church?
I'm not sure if people really realize, or the church realizes, that this would be a great community to start opening up and to have meetings like this and to speak about this type of things. Because I believe this is what, yes, these things are horrific things, but God wants us to talk about it. God wants us to come together, and I think to help those that are suffering would be especially to come to a church and speak about it and not feel the guilt and the shame and the stigma that often, comes with it. It would be so empowering, and I think definitely bring people to realize that no matter what they're going through, God still loves them, that they're not to be judged, that they can come in and come to Him and come to the community for help.
Yeah. Yeah, it's almost like parents don't want their neighbors to know. Everything's quiet, hush, hush. Meanwhile, the child's suffering. The parent might not, they might just look at it as a stage they're going through in their life, I was at a high school football game here in Houston, Texas. Friday night, my niece is part of the band, Brigade, I think it is. And, I'm talking about a high school here in Katy. Football is big, that my children went to as well. And people have season tickets, so it's a massive crowd of people. And I stood back and I watched the kids walking around thinking, wow, how hard must it be? I'm 60 years old now, so I don't really remember that as much as probably I could have, and things were different way back then, but they were still peer pressure. And I look at the kids and I wonder, how complicated is it for them now? They're attached to this device in their hand. They got to compete with everybody in their class. And the last thing they want to do is hear something from their parents. What kind of advice can you give parents or children that would allow them to maybe take a step in a direction if they're feeling uncomfortable?
I think definitely speak to someone who is a professional. As I know, a lot of times we want to speak to our peers and we want to talk to other people our age, which is great. But I think if you really feel like there's something, and we all know in our gut when something's not feeling right, I think go to someone you trust. Is it a guidance counselor? Is it your local priest? Is it going to somebody or a neighbor, someone that you trust, and speak about it? And I think parents, too, to be able to tell their children that they can. I know it's hard. You don't want to hear if your child is drinking or experimenting with drugs or anything like that, but I think it's being able to have that open communication. And if you don't want to be that person, say, go to Aunt Aunt Mary, and she said she'll speak to you, and, you know, she'll keep confidence as long as, you know, your safety is not an issue. You know, please just have them understand that we want to know what they're saying. They matter. They have an impact. And I think once you open up that dialogue, just listen, because they will tell you what's going on. You'll be able to hear what's going on. So I think it's just being able to open up that dialogue with your child.
Yeah, it's important. You know, and things are different now than when I was a kid, and, you know, parents are different now. Just everything is different. So it's kind of complicated. You watch the political race, and I even dare to say that on the show, but, I mean, very complicated. Choices aren't very good. And a lot of times you can compare that to what children are going through. They have choices, but they're not very good ones to make. So they need help. And it's confusing, and you don't understand who to believe and what to believe. And, you know, is this really the truth? Is it just made up? But at the end of the day, a child lays in bed and they go to sleep, and they go to sleep with that on their mind, and they wake up with it. And the last thing they want to do is talk to their parents about it, because that's just what we do as children versus our parents. So is there some type of process that a parent, I mean, I know we're supposed to sit down and talk to our kids, and, you know, that's probably one of the harder things to do as they grow. I know that we're busy now. I mean, parents have cell phones too, right? So that seems to be more important. But is there a process that you recommend that people do with their children, like if they get home from school or they sit at the dinner table, or, you know, they're driving to church on Sunday or out to dinner or somewhere? Is there something that a parent can do to stir up that conversation?
Yes, I think sometimes certain questions that I've used in my book, I think of saying, you know, just open up a dialogue of, you know, what was if you could think back in your life, what was like a real turning point for you? And who was which person was really, either in a positive or a negative way, was someone who really made an impact on your life? And they can either write it down or record it on their phones. And I think opening up these different topics, and, you know, name five things that you're grateful for, name things that you like to work on. And I think also I always say you have to make sure you feed yourself spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and physically every day. You have to do something for yourself that way in order to grow and to stay healthy in such a world of chaos. So I would also have your children saying, you know, what do you do? How do you feed yourself spiritually on a daily basis, or emotionally, mentally, physically? Yes, people go to the gym. That's great. But then also you have to make sure, you know, are you reading positive affirmations? Are you praying? Are you, you know, going listening to things that are very positive? And I think putting that type of routine in for your child, teaching them to do that, to start your day in a certain way. I start my day, I read something from the Bible, and I end my night before I go to bed reading something. Giving them something that they can do, a tool which will help them through those tough times.
And it's real important that the parent is seen reading the Bible, because we all know parents tend to have an opportunity to say, do as I say, not as I do, and that doesn't work anymore. I don't think it ever worked, but I think if your child sees you reading the Bible, it might not work at the minute that it's taking place, but it will register up there, and it will be there. I always say that we didn't think our children were listening until you see them grow up and they start saying the words out of their mouth that we said, or we start saying what our parents said. So we know that they hear. We're just impatient on waiting them to catch up to doing what it is that they want to do. So I really appreciate what you're doing, and I hope that people will take time to tune into your radio show or your TV show, and more importantly, go out and buy your book. Tell everyone how they can find it. I know it's on Amazon. I know you have a website, but tell people how they can connect with you.
Yes, you can connect on Facebook. My radio show is Insight into Healing on Facebook. My television show is The Alexa Show. It's also on Facebook. And my book is Finding Your Peace Within the Chaos. I'm on Facebook. You can also send me a request. My name is Alexa under Servo Didio. And you can private message me, or also you can send an email to insightintohealing@gmail.com.
And your radio show is on Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock Central? When can
it Eastern
catch,
time. Yeah, Wednesday night,
Eastern.
8 p.m. Yep, on Blog Talk Radio.
And how can they catch your TV show?
It is on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. on AlexaTVShow.com. It's Power Rock Television, but if you just type in your browser, AlexaTVShow.com, it'll take you right there. And all my shows are archived there, too.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome. Okay, so we have a few minutes left here, and what I want to do is I just want to go through some of the things in your book. If I was to read your book, what would be one of the top things that you hear people come away with the book?
I find with the chapter on anxiety, there's a lot of grounding tools and different ways of managing anxiety, working through panic attacks that a lot of people didn't realize, counting back from 1,000 and doing different techniques, just like quick little techniques to help them in a time if they're, you know, on their way to work or in the middle of a football game or something like that that they can use. Also, in the chapter with Greg Loomis, he is a suicide attempt survivor. Everyone has said his story has been just so inspirational and really helped others realize that there is hope and that there's people out there, there's a community out there, and to never give up, that you make an impact, you're an important person, and to follow your dreams and to don't give up. There's people that love you and that care about you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a difficult time. And I think all generations of parents have said that same statement. You know, it just seems to get worse and worse. But in the years that I've been on Earth, I've seen it really change a lot. And I would imagine that it was that way before and it's going to be that way afterwards. What do you see the future of our children? What do you think is going to be the biggest struggle and this generation coming forward? Do you even, you know, do you have any insight on that?
I find that because of all this, no one's allowed to have their own opinion, I find. And I find that people attack each other with everything, that we don't learn to agree, to disagree. And it's okay, so we can tolerate others that have different viewpoints, different systems, and to be okay. You don't have to agree with it, but you don't have to destroy them. And I think sometimes with kids, I don't know if it's with the social media, it's so easy to say something nasty over the internet and really realize how powerful, even if you become immune to it because people like this, they don't like this, they hate that, they, you know, that is really important. Watch what you're saying. You make a difference in a positive and in a negative way. So I really hope, you know, the children and people listening really, you know, think before you speak. And, you know, my parents have been telling me that ever since I was little, but it really makes a big, big impact. Watch your words. They can be very damaging.
Yeah, that's awesome advice, because once it's out there, we can't pull it back. And using myself as an example, sometimes I just stop in the middle and I'm like, busted. I shouldn't have went there. But it's a common mistake, something that we do all the time. So I know God gave us 2 ears and 1 mouth for a reason, but I think you're right. If we can stop and think about that before we speak, with the outcome of that, you know, what's going to come from that, it could be a good step in the right direction. So, Alexa, thank you for your time today. Really, really appreciate you taking time out, one, to do the TV and the radio show, and then to put it into a book and then come out here and serve to others the opportunity to help themselves through the steps of their days. Really appreciate your time today.
Thank you, and thank you so much for having me on this morning.
All right. Folks, we're going to take a short break. And before we do so, I want to make sure that you go to Alexa's website. I'm going to spell it out for you, okay? AlexaServodio.com. I'll say it again, AlexaServodio.com. Check it out. You can type in your browser, just type in Finding Your Peace Within the Chaos, and Amazon, the book will come up. But go to the website, check out the radio shows, check out the TV shows. It's not hard to get help understanding what to do in the future if you take the steps in the right direction to do so. So once again, thank you, Alexa, for your time today. Appreciate it. And we're going to come back with my second guest here at the short break, Reverend Dr. Donna Ganey. And she is also a certified professional life coach, mentor, and a leadership trainer, author, And a talk show host as well. We are really hitting the radio show host here today, and I'm excited about that. I've been doing radio for about 7 years, and, you know, it's really good to see how it's moving in the direction where everyone is able to use that platform to spread the message. So we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
All right, welcome back to Tough Talk Christian Radio. And today's topic is Christian leadership. Great interview. The young lady out of New York, Alexa Servo Didio, and she is a licensed social worker, a new author, Finding Your Peace Within the Chaos. You can check out her radio shows and her TV shows by going to her website, AlexaServoDidio.com. My next guest, Reverend Dr. Donna Ganey, is a certified professional life coach, a mentor, and a leadership trainer, author, professional article writer, a talk show host, and a motivational speaker. Now, she owns Kingdom Empowerment, Inc., which has Kingdom Empowerment, Inc. radio and TV. This is a very busy lady. So what I want to do is bring Reverend Donna up on the show. Dr. Ganey, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tony. I'm glad to be here today.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you, and we're very thankful for you taking time out to be with us here today. Now, tell me, where are you calling in from, and where are you from originally?
Well, I'm originally born in Oklahoma, and born and raised in Oklahoma, and then I migrated into Texas, and so I was there for approximately 30 years, and at this time, I'm in Brooklyn, New York.
Well, you made the long travel to New York that way, huh? So, what brought you to New York?
Well, my husband's family is here, so that's why we're here in Brooklyn, New York. And it's a very nice area, and I also get to travel backwards and forwards to Oklahoma and Texas as well.
Awesome. So when I look at your information, I see a lot of stuff. How do you juggle all the things that you're doing?
Well, the good thing about being a Christian leader is that you have to have a balancing act. And I pace myself by scheduling myself from a monthly perspective, then backing off into weeks and then days to make sure that I'm able to accomplish specific goals that I have for various projects. So that's where my master's in project management comes into play, to be able to organize and remain effective in what I'm doing.
Well, I appreciate that. I try to live off of a calendar and a to-do list and a reminder of my to-do list. But I got to say, it gets overwhelming sometimes. I just went to a sermon last week in church, talked about being filling the bucket and being drained. And, you know, sometimes we're drained from all the stress and things that we think we have to do. And we don't take time to fill the bucket. And so what is it that you would say fills your bucket?
Okay, one of the main things is when you're pacing yourself, you're not making the time so wide that you cannot take time for yourself, nor your family, nor, you know, other relationships that you may have. So when you're pacing and you're scheduling, you have to allot for balance. And you also have to allot for times when you're taking time off. You can't just keep going in the momentum because you have to refresh yourself. And you also have to spend time in the Word of God. I think that's very important. So when you're scheduling, you have to make sure that you allot for these things in your time so that you can fulfill them successfully. And sticking to it and not allowing the distractions to come in and feed against it is also very important. It's a matter of leaving room, space off in there again. To juggle those circumstances and those happenstances. But you also can control obstacles and you can control those things that come in the beginning. You can handle those potential risks that you know that may occur by looking at that, looking at them, writing them down is very important. What are those potential risks that may occur? What are those potential obstacles that you're familiarized with? Of course, there's going to be some that's outside of the box that you're not aware of, but you can always, like I said, leave enough cushion time off in there to give you to be able to manage, space to manage those circumstances.
So I love the fact that you're organized, okay? And that's one of my challenges is to try to be organized, try to check off the boxes, but yet don't go through my day checking boxes, kind of making sure that I get everything done, but don't do it just to check the boxes off. So, for instance, in the morning when I start my day out, I like to read my Bible a little bit. And I catch myself hurrying because I might have woke up 10 minutes later, the coffee pot didn't go the way I planned, or it might be of the reasons. And then I start to see myself getting ready to check that box off. And that's when I remind myself, take a deep breath. I have a schedule to follow, but what's important is that it's not a check-the-box situation. It's a real relationship with me and the Lord, me and my surroundings and stuff like that. How do you help? Because I know you're a professional life coach, and I know what you do. It's really important. Everything in today's world is about self, getting yourself straight on things. So how do you help people pause or recognize those things? Take a breath and just reflect for a second.
The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5, it says, examine yourselves. Whether you be in the faith, prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobate. So, unless we begin to examine ourselves and look at our weaknesses, our strengths, and our opportunities for change, and look at areas where we need to be more empowered, equipped, and gain more knowledge, and that is an area that's very important, is key to the body of Christ being successful in every area of our lives. And so the one of the books that I wrote about the Master's Touch, Experiencing Impact in Christian Leadership, takes you through self-examination exercises to see where you really are with aligned as far as being aligned to Jesus Christ, being aligned to the Word of God, aligned and having a relationship, being in covenant, so that you can begin to become more aware that I'm capable, yes, in this area. I'm less capable in this area. Now that I know that I'm less capable, I need to move forward to strive to higher levels to where I can bring a sense of control. Now, does that mean that I do it to the point of like having every dot and T crossed? I find that to be an impossible stage in life, but I believe that we can be more conformed and transformed and renewed in the mind to where we can be functional. And with that said, when I'm talking about dotting the I's and crossing the T's, again, we have to leave some cushion. We have to leave some space in time. We have to leave some space in our thought processes to be able to say, okay, this is a time you made a, and I'm going to use this as an example because you made a very good point about spending time with God. A lot of times, if I'm just walking outside in the park, you know, that's a time that I find that I'm really connected with God. I have time to talk with Him and spend with Him. Then I know that I need cushion. I need that space and time to be able to experience my intimate times with God. I know when I'm in the living with Him, I have to begin to look at, okay, in the morning time, is that my time when I'm drinking coffee? When should I? A lot of times when I'm in Texas at my sister's house, I'm very thankful because in the back there's a lake, and I can go outside and have my coffee there, and I can spend time with God. But then I have to realize, too, that there's a time that if I'm gaining revelation, I'm gaining vision for God, because most likely if we are spending time with Him, He's communicating back to us. So I need to now shift my momentum into capturing that vision, capturing that information. But so I have to have enough cushion space for me to do that. And I'm hoping that I'm making getting it over and across to you to where you can see. I'm trying to give you a visualization and also making it audible as well.
Yes. And okay. I want to jump over to your book. People can find it on Amazon, Masters Touch Experiencing Christian Leadership. In part four, Transparent Christian Leadership Traits, I think this is great stuff. I hope people will take the time out. You can go online and you can just type it in, and it'll come up, and you can see parts of the book, Honesty Trait Assessment Exercise. Okay? I love this. I think that people should take time out learning is king, right? And you can't be better at anything unless you're able to learn. What you put in this book is really some good stuff. I'm a big fan of the Ziegler family, and when you combine love, integrity, and skill, you create a legacy. That's written by Tom Ziegler. You have stuff from the Bible. You have stuff from people. It's very easy to understand this writing, and I think that people can really take an opportunity to better themselves by being transparent. And I think that's one of the things that we're not. We are never transparent. Maybe to ourselves we might be, but never to someone else. Do you think it's important for us to be transparent with others, even though we're not? We all know that we weren't built to be perfect, but a lot of times people don't want to show that weak side. How powerful do you think it is to help others by being transparent?
Well, I think that your transparency is experience. No one is going to be above and beyond the position of being totally perfect. So your less perfection and improvement in that less perfection is an experience that other people need to know. Because they can grow from it, that maybe they're going through a trial, maybe they're going through a situation that is going to help them. The more experience that you gain from reducing those less perfections, as I'm going to call it, is going to help you to, in many ways, you're gaining wisdom. And that's what we need so much of in the body of Christ. People need to know that it's okay that there was a time and a season that I used to drink alcohol, and I overcame. And how did I overcome? And how can you do better? So people need to know those things. People need to know that there was thought that maybe someone would have smoked cigarettes. I didn't, but, you know, I can tell you this. When I was a young little girl, my friend's grandmother used to chew tobacco. And so she brought the tobacco and said, let's try it. And I choked on it so much, it was like something I never wanted to taste again in my whole entire life. It didn't have anything to do with tobacco, so that was my lesson learned. And I think, you know, again, there's things that we can learn from each other in the body of Christ to grow, especially the more that we examine ourselves and find out, okay, yes, I still have these weaknesses. So, God, give me the grace to overcome these weaknesses. Give me the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that I will never return to these weaknesses. Empower me, you know, that I can move forward in Christ. And with Christ. So the more that we grow, I think, you know, we need to be transparent. We need to be transparent because people can feel that. They know that it's for real. And they're willing to accept you in your realness than more so than when they are willing to accept you when they can see that there's falseness. Now, a child can and recognize that you are when you're being false and you're not being transparent. A child can recognize it quickly than an adult, more quickly than an adult will. And so if a child will recognize it, and I'm saying that because I've worked with youth in the past a lot, you know, in my early days. So if a child can recognize it, guess what? If an adult recognizes that, you may be in your leadership role, you may be playing that position, but eventually it's going to dwindle out because people are going to see you because they're going to realize the integrity is not there. So it's better to be for real. And you're going to... Everybody's coming from nothing. Everyone is coming from nothing. Even if you were born rich, you're coming from nothing because your intelligence level of what you have hasn't increased yet. So if your intelligence level increases, then you will know how to manage the richness that you have. And so that too will take a process. That too will take growth. So if you came from a poor family and you're doing better now, you have some knowledge, you have wisdom to share with someone else. But you also, when Christ is not in it, when Jesus Christ is not in it, you're walking and treading on dangerous ground. And Christ requires truth and spirit.
Yeah, you put it very well, and I know that, you know, we go through hard times so that we can share those hard times and better times so that people understand that we do know what they're feeling because we've experienced it. And I really am a big fan. I think that the Lord wants us to share the word, and that word isn't necessarily the words written in the Bible. It's the words he's placed inside you that you've gone through so others can see the power of finding the Lord and having that strength in him. So I think transparency is probably the first bullet point under being a good leader. But sometimes as humans, we allow ourselves to get caught up in the ego side of leadership instead of the transparency side. So it's an ongoing battle. I mean, when you watch the political race, it's just smeared all over there. It's ego. It's not transparency.
Yeah.
So that's probably another whole series of shows to get through that mess. But anyway, tell people how they can find you, how they can connect with you.
Okay. I can be found if you want to email me. I have Kingdom Empowerment Magazine at gmail.com. And you can also reach me by going into our website, which is http://. I'm just trying to get your attention by saying that. www.kingdomempowermentinc.com. And I also can be found at donnaganny.com.
Awesome. You know, I can't thank you enough for taking time out to not only be on our show today, not only to help all the people that you're doing, but using the radio and the TV. I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff that people don't know about you, the jewelry for a queen collection, all the things that you're doing to, now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that this is all a way of putting together the opportunity to allow you to be a Christian leader and teach leadership through all the process. You have to fund it somehow. So, yeah, Christian Training Academy tools and other Christian education, social media channels. There's a whole bunch of stuff that people can do with you. I hope they'll take time out to connect with you. And a question for you, Donna, is what do you have going on in your community that someone from New York is listening to this show that can connect with you?
Okay, we just finished up the Master's Touch Global Leadership Conference in Oklahoma, and it was so exciting. The mayor showed up, and I actually was able to use her ideas as an example of what she wanted to do for the community, and it was very exciting. So the next event that I plan on having is a Break Every Chain Women's Empowerment Seminar, which we try to have at least once per year. So we're planning on having that in March 2017. And we hope to have women to come out so that you can grow, that you can be empowered and equipped to run the race of whatever vision that the Lord have given you to succeed in. We're not... we want everyone to follow their destiny and purpose in life.
Well, I'm on that Facebook page, the Master's Touch Global Leadership Conference. You know, anyone listening to the show can type in anything that they hear and find it. That's what I love about social media and the internet as well. So I just hope that you'll come back before the next conference. Let us know so we can help promote it as well.
Okay, well, I look forward to doing that, and it's been a pleasure being on Tough Talk Radio. It's a very great and fruitful grounds, and I'm hoping that the Lord will continue to help you to be empowered and equipped to see what you're doing. It's also an awesome radio program.
Well, thank you very much. The Lord blesses me every day that he allows me to do everything that I do. And I never in my imagination ever thought I would be doing a radio show, especially starting in my mid-50s. So it's just a blessing what God can do for you if you'll take the opportunity to step out there and share with others what you've been through. So, Donna, thank you so much for your time today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you also.
Okay. Folks, that's our show for today. We're up against the clock, and I just want to make sure that everyone gets the right information. Reverend Dr. Donna Ganny, you can find out more about her by emailing her, connecting with her. You can connect with her on Facebook as well as her radio shows. My first guest, Alexa Servo Didio, same thing. You can find her on the air as well. I want to make sure that everyone listening takes the chance to stop and think about what they heard today about being a good Christian leader. Okay? Being a leader starts with example. So you need to start showing yourself as a leader in the Lord's way. And you need to make sure that you're accountable for everything that you do. So one of the things we heard today is make sure to listen before you speak. Make sure to think before you speak. Now, there's two things that I struggle with because, you know, I think the faster you get the answer, the smarter you look, right? Well, that's not necessarily true because a lot of times I can't get the answer back before it's all the way completed, and I wish I could. So make sure to listen before you speak and to listen to others speaking, so that you can be in the conversation properly. So my name is Tony Gambone. I'm here every Sunday morning, 7:30 to 8:30 Central Standard Time on the Tough Talk Christian Radio. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, if you want to share what you're doing, okay, you need to go to toughtalkchristianradio.com and register. If you have a question for the show, if you want to meet my guest personally, allow me to introduce you to them. Send me an email, info@toughtalkradionetwork.com. And we can connect you to anyone that's been on the show and make sure that you are able to connect with them personally. I know that all my guests want to touch base with the listeners, so feel free to do that. Tune in next Sunday, 7:30 Central Standard Time, here on the Tough Talk Christian Radio. I hope everyone has an incredibly blessed week and a great day.
You have been listening to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please visit toughtalkradionetwork.com for more information.